Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be lots of sunshine and warmer. High maybe 46 by the lake, 55 degrees well inland. Kenosha at this hour, 28. It's 25 in Burlington, Milwaukee 30 and 27 degrees in Racine. Well, Racine's Allison Holly says her appearance on Jeopardy, which aired last evening, once-in-a-lifetime experience. Even though she didn't win her match, she did finish her college challenge round in second place with $13,000, about $2,600 behind the winner. Holly, of course, the Case High School grad, who's now a senior at Lawrence University in Appleton, says she's been watching Jeopardy since grade school, deciding back in the fall of last year to take the online test. That's what led to the audition in Chicago and her appearance in the college tournament. Five shows get taped at a time, which Holly says means a lot of just sitting around and waiting to go on stage.
Contestants filming later in the day aren't allowed to see the other matches, so we were like sequestered to the green room, and we had like movies, and they had to even like bring us lunch because we just could not leave. So that made for like a pretty long day.
And she says Alex Trebek, just like he appears on camera, a fountain of knowledge, said she loved every minute of the experience, urges anyone who thinks they might be able to get on a show like that to give it a try because it can happen. Four non-winners from this week's shows, depending on their dollar totals, will be wildcard contestants during the finals of the Jeopardy College Challenge to air next week. The Racine Common Council is going to meet as a committee of the whole next Monday evening. They'll be hearing from Edward Pawlowski. He is the mayor of Allentown, Pennsylvania. He'll talk about the economic and socioeconomic impact of the PPL Center in his city and the surrounding area. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
The PPL Center is a multi-use arena and conference center that's home to both the Lehigh Valley Phantoms, the AHL affiliate of the Philadelphia Flyers, and the Lehigh Valley Steelhawks of the National Arena Football League. It also hosts other sporting and concert events, along with corporate and other special gatherings. Racine is still looking at a multi-use event center, including an arena for a minor league hockey team and possibly other sporting events. After hearing from Mayor Pawlowski, Racine city staff will give an update on the planning process for Racine's proposed event center. The meeting will begin at 6 p.m. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
In discussion about a contract extension for John's Disposal Service to continue solid waste and recycling collection in the city of Burlington, aldermen and staff went back and forth on the possibility of weekly recycling, but status quo appears to have won out. Alderman Ruth Dowidziak noted recently, community support for weekly pickup just doesn't seem to be that high. While the added cost would be around $36,000.
Mayor Hefty had placed this on Facebook, as well as there were some emails to the mayor, and 84% of those responses, and it was a very high number, indicated that the biweekly was still appropriate, and that 16% of those had indicated that weekly would be a beneficial option.
Veteran Alderman John Ekes, who's retiring after the April election, said he found no support from people who approached him.
Via email, on the street, and phone calls. I was on this council when we went through the Walmart dance, and I had virtually as many calls on this subject as I did on Walmart. And to a contact, nobody wanted it.
Weekly recycling appears to be dead now as a component of the three-year contract extension with John's Disposal Service. The Burlington Council scheduled to take a vote next Tuesday. Help wanted signs going to be out at Miller Park for the upcoming baseball season, and tomorrow the concession partner for the Milwaukee Brewers has a job fair going from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. to fill as many as 260 part-time seasonal jobs. Open positions for things like concession stand attendants, bartenders, retail store cashiers, store staff, bussers, servers, bartenders, and runners. If you want to apply, you go in through the stadium through the hot corner area near Friday's front row, and that'll be tomorrow again, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Several drug-related charges filed against a Racine man after another man overdosed on heroin at a local restaurant earlier this month. Court documents show the victim telling police he bought heroin from 26-year-old Joshua Hootie, and during a search of Hootie's home, police found cocaine, hundreds of needles and syringes, along with several Narcan kits and other drug paraphernalia. Hootie is charged with first-degree reckless endangerment of safety, delivery of heroin, possession of cocaine, narcotic drugs, and drug paraphernalia. He's due back in court next Wednesday. Police in Pleasant Prairie still looking for 20-year-old Edward Becks, whose grandparents contacted them under the belief that he had stolen $4,600 through fraudulent credit card transactions, and that led to a tactical search in both Prairie Wednesday night and afternoon, as well as Mount Pleasant Wednesday night. Vex walked away from his grandparents' home at 118th Street and 28th Avenue with a backpack and a gun case, a news release listing statements threatening suicide rather than returning to prison. Search included State Patrol troopers, Kenosha County Sheriff's deputies, and a canine team. At one point, his phone pinged to within a few miles of Highway 20 and 90th Street in Mount Pleasant, but Vex was not located. His criminal history includes probation and parole warrants. Well, law enforcement officers observe a lot of interesting behavior on the job. Many of the stories that get told are related to traffic. On WRJN's Community Conversation, Racine Police traffic investigator Dan Nelson remembers one early career scenario that involved a man under the hood of his vehicle in a residential neighborhood and a moment of concern from inside that vehicle.
My partner gets out of the car. He comes up to the other side and he starts screaming, "Gun." And I'm looking around. I don't see a gun on him, on the person that I was talking to. And I step back and I draw my weapon, and my partner's ordering the guy to the ground and laying on the front seat of the passenger side of the car. He had a revolver. Not strange, because a lot of people carry and a lot of people, you know, have guns, but certainly a hair-raising moment.
Racine County Sheriff Sergeant David Coughlin said the simple lack of attentiveness these days by drivers is amazing, sometimes blatant. Both officers reminding the public not only is inattentive driving a danger to you and whoever might be in your vehicle, but it's also a danger to other motorists. Racine Public Library, a lot of things to a lot of different people in the community. Always evolving, though, while offering and or considering at least new programs and services whenever possible. At the meeting of the Library Board of Trustees, librarian Jessica McPhail indicated the popularity of the mobile library, the new vehicle, courtesy of S.E. Johnson, still being assembled, would help to justify efforts and desires to have a second bookmobile.
Any programs or resources or services which might be provided by a second mobile library. This is not the current one. This would be putting a second mobile library on the road. We don't have a timeline for that, but that's what they're going to be looking at. It's just that we have so many requests and we only have one.
McPhail mentioning a new effort also inviting the public to come in and watch special TV programs at the library. That began on January 30th. Nice crowd, she said, for local historian Gerald Karwoski on American Pickers.
People were talking about their own collections. They were looking at the books that we had on display. We had some snacks out there. They just one after the other said, "Oh, this was so great." What I was surprised at was the number of older people, my age and older, who came out at 6 o'clock at night. And just to point out, Allison Holly is competing on Jeopardy. She worked here as an intern.
Meanwhile, a report goes into the state library system. According to McPhail, it says, very positive still public response to last year's connection of Racine and Kenosha's library system in terms of overall system effectiveness. Student leaders at UW-Madison demanding the school change policies to open the doors for more African-American students. The Associated Students of Madison adopting a resolution this week that calls for reforms that include making standardized tests optional. Group also wants free and full access to the university for all people of color. African-American students make up about 2% of Madison's enrollment. And Milwaukee Archbishop Jerome Lestecky says bring on the corned beef for St. Patrick's Day next month. A holiday falling on a Friday this year, which means, guess what? Catholics faced with a dilemma, whether or not to abstain from meat and meat products, as is tradition on Fridays during Lent, or indulge in the tradition of corned beef and hope for the best. Archbishop Lestecky has taken that away. He has granted a dispensation to allow Catholics in the Milwaukee Archdiocese to eat meat on Friday, March the 17th, this year. WRJN.com is our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section. At WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.